That IETF chairman Bekitemba Nkomo told journalists in Bulawayo that they are happy with the level of participation at the trade showcase.
We're particularly happy and excited about the improved foreign participation. There is a fair amount of excitement from the foreign contingent. This year we have 19 nations that are participating at trade fair, comparable to last year's 18. But out of those 19 nations that are participating, we have 31 direct exhibitors versus 27 as of last year.
He said foreign exhibitors include Cyprus and Japan, which is participating for the first time after a long absence.
Two notable appearances this year is Cyprus. Cyprus is here with us for the first time ever. We're glad that we could make it. The other one is Switzerland. Switzerland is with us this year after a long period of absence, probably about 20 years or so, that they haven't been with us, but they are back with us. And interestingly, both countries have brought to us universities, and they're exhibiting under the Scholastica banner. The Embassy of Japan has also come back to the exhibition after some absence. We've set up a number of matchmaking and business networking sites and opportunities at the various halls so that the visitors and exhibitors can sit down and discuss potential deals that they have. And we see that this interaction is likely to be the driving force for future deals that the companies will most likely be having going forward.
American Eustace Meyer, who is among foreigners attending this year's event, held a meeting with local and international tourism experts in which attendants exchanged ideas on how to attract visitors. One of the attendants, Edward Soteling, said they are always looking for better ways of attracting international tourists. He said people who normally attend such meetings always come back to Zimbabwe.
People come for a conference, they see for the first time how beautiful Zimbabwe is, and they say, hey, this is interesting. I must come back with my family for a family holiday.
The ZITF will be officially opened Thursday by Zambian President Edgar Lungu at the showgrounds, where President Robert Mugabe is also expected to grace the occasion. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.